You're up in here. Local native?
Yep. Seventh generation.
Seventh generation Humboldter.
Seriously.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
And your brother is kind of a rock star.
Mario?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a rock star.
Is he? He ever do anything like super? Because he was in the Weary Boys.
Yeah, but now his new band, The Preservation, they just played Austin City Limits on Friday, Saturday.
The TV program?
Well,
or the venue?
The festival.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah.
Preservation's a good band.
They're a really good band,
yeah. They played here on K-Home.
Oh, yeah.
And then to your left, your right, is Malcolm DeSoto.
Am I close enough here?
Good.
Malcolm DeSoto, you are the brains behind those amazing Humboldt Made videos.
Yes.
You spent like
small
a year.
Small part of the brain.
Yeah, small part of the brain.
Was it over a year?
Yeah, you spent a long time making videos about things that are made in Humboldt, and, and they were premiered at that red carpet thing, and everybody loves you now.
Yeah, apparently. As long as I have a strong emotion one way or the other, love or hate, I'm good with it.
But, yeah, that's true. Neutral doesn't move it.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with Maria. You are – this thing – I guess the main thing is, I don't know why you're here, because your show is going to sell out. You have no reason to promote it.
Well, Cassandra booked this, so.
That's a good point. The film commissioner. Okay, so your thing is going to be 6:30 at the Eureka Theater, Saturday night.
Yeah.
And you're going to show your movie, The Wine of Summer.
Yep.
Now, you wrote it. You directed it. You wrote this over two weekends in a wine-induced fever.
That's according to Malcolm, but yeah, close enough. Yeah.
What came over you and said, I got to write a movie right now?
You know, I just decided to do it.
That's a dodge.
Yeah. Seriously. Well, it was kind of a combination of like 58 things. So I might be here for a long time explaining it.
Give me like the top thing and then the bottom, like number one on the 58 and then number 58.
Number one, Bob Wells.
Bob Wells?
Yeah.
You wanted to write a vehicle for Bob Wells.
Yep.
Like, you know this guy in Eureka, and he's such a character. He needs a feature-length film.
Yep.
No, you don't know. Is he the most character-y guy you know?
He is a big character, and I love him to pieces. We worked together in the Humboldt Made Round 1. My Humboldt Made.
You should mention that. She was the first Humboldt Made.
Oh, did you really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, right on.
Well, Bob starred in that, and I thought, how cool it would be to make a film with Bob.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, we'll get back to your Wine of Summer thing, but we are already going to sidetrack. So you made round one of the Humboldt Made videos.
Uh-huh.
Malcolm made round two.
Uh-huh.
Clearly his were better.
Clearly his were better.
Is that awkward?
Yeah, really awkward.
No. You just stopped. Like, they stopped calling you. They're like, we found another guy.
No, that's not true.
They went to her first.
They asked me if I wanted to do it again. But I was in the middle of Wine of Summer, and they approached Malcolm. Malcolm said, should I do this? And I said, no, you shouldn't.
I was definitely second.
Right. Okay, so back to Wine of Summer, the feature-length movie that is out now and being shopped around to studios and a seven-figure budget. You even got to go to Spain to shoot this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Give us the thumbnail of the plot.
The thumbnail of the plot, it's about a playwright named Carlo Lucchese, played by Bob Wells, and he hasn't written a successful play in about 30 years, and they're all kind of centered around this woman who's his muse.
And he's like 70, right, Bob Wells?
He's something.
What? Oh, really?
I'm not supposed to say how old he is. Don't ask me that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a
wonderful actor. And so, and then a younger actor, Ethan Peck, comes to Spain and encounters Bob. And Ethan's character has been obsessed with this play that Bob has written called Tinto de Verano, which means The Wine of Summer.
Okay. So you've got this young dude who seems to be, I mean, by young, I mean 28.
25.
Sorry, Malcolm.
Getting up there for sure.
Yeah. So you've got this guy, and he seems to have like congenital ennui. Like it looks like he just read Eat, Pray, Love, and he's like, my life is terrible. I need to go talk to this guy who wrote this play that I'm hooked on 30 years ago. And then what happens?
And then what happens is the movie, so I can't give it away. But yeah, they end up in Barcelona, like four or five other characters are involved in this whole saga, and yeah, we shot 3 days or 2 days in Humboldt County, in Old Town.
Oh yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, we shot in Malk's apartment and my apartment because we used to live next door to each other. We shot in Old Town Eureka in front of Los Bagels on the streets, in front of the Ingmar on the bay.
That was a little exciting and challenging.
Yeah, it was our last days of shooting. So to wrap the whole film after being in Spain for 3 months to come back to Humboldt County and finish it. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So is it tough to shoot?
It is pretty cool. You're right. Shut up. All of a sudden you just look so sarcastic, like, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's lovely.
It's a delicious dish. Okay, no, I was cute because I was thinking about, like, is it hard to get permits to shoot in Old Town?
No, that was actually, no. I think you get one permit for Eureka or something like that. Cassandra handles it.
They just let you go wherever.
Yeah, I think it was pretty like, yeah. What? We have, yeah, we're, yeah, pretty much.
Like we're going to close down this bathroom so we could shoot in it.
Mm. Yeah, we had to get, yeah, closing down the street was a little tricky because we had all of our PAs and then getting people to, well, getting a single person to move out in front of the Los Bagels was very tricky. That was
let's go there.
Yeah, let's go there.
Okay, so there's Los Bagels in Old Town. Somebody's okay. Sitting out in front of it?
Yes.
Like they had the tables out that day?
Just one dude was sitting in front and we had an agreement with Los Bagels and yeah, and he wouldn't move. And he was a total jerk to my sister, which is my baby sister. So I was
really?
Like, yeah.
So like
he's in the movie, right?
No, we shot around it and we cut him out.
Wait, hold on. So there's like how many people in your crew?
Oh, there's probably like 40, 30 of us.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay, so 35 people, and everybody's setting all the gear up, and the lights are on, I'm assuming. And there's cameras, and you've got an earpiece in.
A headphone like
that. A headphone, yeah. You have a walkie-talkie.
Exactly, yeah.
So you're talking to your director of photography. You're doing all these things, and this guy won't move.
No. And the manager of Los Bagels came out, and he just flat-out refused.
That's like Walter in Big Lebowski, right? Where they're in the diner, he's like, I'm not moving. Yeah. This is a civil rights issue.
Seriously, yeah, it was kind of like that. It was like, exactly. He's like, I got my cup of coffee. I'm here every day. I'm not moving. And that dude, it's a dude that's there every day, but I probably shouldn't say that.
What time of day was this?
It's about 5'5".
I need to go talk. Was it in the afternoon?
Oh, if you go to Los Bagels, you'll see him.
I need to meet this dude because that's amazing.
You should congratulate him for standing up for his rights.
Yeah, exactly. Look, freedom isn't free, and this guy's ensuring that we have ours. Yeah. So I think to him we all owe a debt.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you should bring him like an American flag or
people
something.
People don't like to be inconvenienced.
Good Lord. That's hilarious. That is just such – I mean, it's audacious – but it's pretty awesome. You have to, like, part of your brain was like, this is badass. Like, this guy's not moving.
Maybe. I couldn't think that at the time because he was kind of a jerk to some people in my media crew. Yeah.
Well, okay. Enough of that. Let's move on. So you shot a few days in Old Town.
Yep.
And then you're in Barcelona for 3 weeks, a month, something like that?
We shot a total of 18 days. But we were there. I was there for 3 months. You were there for like 6 or 8 weeks, Michael.
Yeah. Right? A little like a month and a half or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And can I just ask, because I don't know anything about like how movies are made, but it seems like everybody's using what looks like SLR cameras now. They're not like, you know,
a lot of
like tiny digital
we
cameras.
Used the Red Epic, which was at that time, we might still be like the best camera in the world, I guess.
Yeah, it's like at the time that we shot, which was not that long ago, it was kind of it's like the top tier digital camera that you can buy. Like basically every film that you've seen in the last 5 years or so has been shot on it.
Ours was the first independent feature to be
okay,
shot
first
on
independent
it.
Feature.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, it was the one that they were using for The Hobbit.
Wow.
Hobbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the trailer is at khum.com. If you're just tuning in wondering why I'm heckling people, it's because it's fun, but also because Maria Mattioli is here with Malcolm DeSoto. Malcolm's got a local filmmakers thing tonight. Maria's got a debut of Wine of Summer. This is at the Eureka Theater, but it's going to sell out. So if you don't have tickets yet, you might be up a creek. So that being said, the tone of it is really, it's really pretty.
Oh, thanks.
Like, is that the cinematography who handles that?
Cinematography,
right?
Yeah. I mean, going back to Humboldt Made, I worked with Andy Radzuski, who's the HSU grad, and he and I have shot like 20 things together. And so we have a really good connection, and he's an amazing cinematographer, and we almost always communicate really well. I think there's only once that we didn't. That bar scene.
One
that
real,
sports
real
bar.
Big fight. Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't even. What the? Hey, gosh. Let's talk about that. Well, we were shooting this jazz club scene and I was recording music downstairs. And are you getting texts?
No. I'm going to take a photo.
Mike, be present for once.
Seriously.
No, look, this doesn't interest me that. Keep going.
Yeah, follow you text or do Facebook.
I'm taking a photo.
Okay. So I was downstairs in the basement of this jazz club recording music that was about to be played in the next scene. And so I said, Andy, you know, jazz club, smoky, dim lights, blah, blah, blah. 45 minutes later, I come upstairs and he has that thing lit like a freaking sports bar. Neon, yellow, and blue lights, like 14 spots. And it was just like, I think that was when I was like, are you kidding me? So, but it was a jokey, are you kidding me? But I think, right?
Well, it was a little intense.
But that was our only disagreement.
So it sounds like a dream too, like HSU grad, like and for you, Malcolm, just to go, okay, yes, I'll go to Europe and spend a month there and work on my job. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Up. I was very fortunate.
And we stayed in this huge villa, which was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. 15th century villa.
Okay. So
I know. That's what I was like. I had to twist Malk's arm a little. Come on, Malk.
Real, real rough.
Okay. So here's my question about movie making, right? Uh-huh. Now, I'm not like you are creatives and that's nice, but I'll listen to like tapes of my show and I'll go, I cannot believe that this went that way. Like I will go, that was not part of the plan at all. And I wish that I could redo things. And I'm like really bummed about certain elements that must happen like to an extreme level when you sink 40 people and countless hours into a movie.
You know what? Actually, not at all. I think we had an awesome team. Everybody was all on the same page, and I'm really super, 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 loyal to my crew. My crew's really loyal to me. So I handpicked everybody that was over there, and I knew that I could, expect the best from them, and they all gave the best. So I don't think we had any issues up until post-production. No, I mean, the whole pre-production, I think there was a couple little glitches here and there, but nothing that I was ever like, oh my gosh, it was awesome. It went really smoothly. We actually were under budget and under time. Like we wrapped, I think, three days early total. Yeah. So, which is really crazy. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, fine. You're better.
No, not that we're better. I'm just saying it went really well. I have an awesome team. I have to give them props and left and right. They're totally rad. So
I'm done with you.
Shut it. Just go back to texting.
Oh, you'll see. Malcolm DeSoto.
Yeah.
You're here.
Yes.
And you are a local dude. You are born. What are you? Seventh generation Humboldt as well?
Not at all. No,
I totally beat you.
My parents are from LA.
What? You're like a first gen.
Yeah.
You did Humboldt made.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: if I were to say, and here are your options: true, partially true,
okay,
false.
Do I get a scale of 1 to 5? Maybe.
Nope.
All right, just the three. Okay.
True, partially true, false. You have spent years of your life on what could be described as a cult.
Oh man.
Oh my god, you're going there, dude. Go back to texting.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Partially true. I'm gonna, I was raised in a very conservative family, I'd say. But I don't know if I'd use the C word.
No, I said
you're not even allowed to say that on the radio.
Could be described as a cult. No, I'm kidding. I mean the place that you grew up is by most accounts not a cult.
No, I did grow up in a very conservative church and everything, but that's also where I learned some of my beginning video skills. They were super into video and music was like their main drive when I was there.
Churches, in my experience, has like some of the best AV clubs.
Yeah, they do.
That Foursquare church down at the bottom of Bay Street, that place has a studio in there. Like there's no better studio than that drum recording facility in there.
Yeah,
it's so nice. Good drum room. All right, so you make commercials that we see. What would we have seen on your
Oh boy.
What have you made that we would know?
The Renner stuff is awesome.
Yeah, I do a lot of Renner Petroleum ads. I do a lot of work for casinos up here. Maybe Sun Valley Farms. It's hard to remember all the people I've worked for over the years. After I make them, they slip out of my mind.
That's not good. Hold on. I'll text you. Keep going.
I mean, I remember them forever. But I was actually talking to Katie about this the other day. I was trying to remember how many commercials I've made. And I make about like maybe 30 to 40 commercials a year. So there's a lot of them floating out there.
It seems like you do more than that.
I might do more. That's probably a conservative number, but there's a lot of stuff out there. It's too much.
You did all the Blue Lake Casino stuff.
Yeah. A lot of Blue Lake Casino work. I don't know. Just tons of people.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by.
Pause.
Really exciting.
I don't know. By the way, the fact that I'm heckling you in this antagonistic way means that I respect you because I feel comfortable to do it.
That's so, like, okay, well, never met before.
Yeah. So I'm going to continue to ramp up the awkward.
Okay.
No, seriously. Like, you're really, really good, Malcolm. And I know everybody says that, and everybody's telling you that, and you're the golden child of the year, and it's your moment of triumph.
Big fish in a small pond syndrome.
Yeah. But look, you're not the only dude in town who makes commercials.
That is true. There are other people that do it well as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The St. Charles guys.
The St. Charles family are great. They did the hilarious opening video.
Oh my gosh,
for
that was hilarious. That was so good. The truck on the rocks.
Yes. Shout out to St. Charles.
Oh, yeah. Matt.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
I guess the final thing to do here would be to wrap it up because I think we're out of time. Malcolm, you didn't get your fair share, didn't you?
Oh.
You talk about Wine of Summer this whole time.
No, that's the biggest main event.
Okay.
No, your thing is really cool.
Nah, it's all right. But we also edited the Wine of Summer simultaneously. We edited on two computers at the same time, which was challenging.
Challenging, but it was a cool way to do it because we lived next door to each other. So we each had our own hard drive and our own computer.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, okay, you edit scenes 18, 19, and 20. Now I edit scenes 21, 22, 23. And then we melded them together.
So you got this like Franken edit going.
A Franken edit? Yeah.
That sounds good. Well, look, your movie I haven't seen, okay. Maria. But
are you coming?
No, because I'm doing the Rebel Craft Rumble.
Oh.
That's going to be a little bit better than your movie.
Okay, probably. You're right. I understand.
Mike's it's a good. Big man, big commitments.
And Malcolm, your work is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
For real. And if people want to watch the trailer, it's over at khum.com, where they could try to get into the Wine of Summer Saturday night. Eureka Theater, 6:30. Malcolm, you'll be at Eureka High tonight showing your body of work, or the best of it.
Some stuff in there, yeah. Hopefully the best of it.
I want to see your outtakes, man.
You mean from the night or from my work?
Oh, don't show the one that I'm
all
in, please.
Of all of them? Oh, boy, and it's too many.
Yeah.
If you'd show up, then maybe we'll see what happens.
Well, Wine of Summer, you can go see it. You can follow Malcolm DeSoto on Vine, or you could go see him tonight.
The hot dog commercial.
I think we got to wrap this up, you guys. I got some text to send.
Thank you. When you shut